Today, we conclude our series, Displaced from the Mission. 2 months ago, 63-year-old Outer Mission resident Denise Alvarado received an eviction notice. The reason? Her building was sold, and the new owners say they want to move in. It's called owner move-in occupancy, and it's one of the more common types of evictions for rent-controlled units in the city, according to the San Francisco Rent Board. And they're on the rise, up 26% in the past 2 years. San Francisco tenant law provides some protections for vulnerable populations being evicted. But although Denise Alvarado is a senior and on disability, she doesn't qualify. So the San Francisco native is trying to figure out where she'll go next. Here's her story.
I know you can't tell by looking at me, but I tend to be a very positive and happy person. And I wake up sometimes feeling positive, and then I remember that I'm losing my home and my neighborhood and my city that I love so well and that I have nowhere to go, and my heart will start to pound. My name is Denise Alvarado. I'm a native San Franciscan. I pay $1,850 a month rent. I only make $1,650 a month from my disability check. So I work part-time driving for Lyft. I'm very, very fortunate in that way that I can make a little money in the city to help me pay my rent and buy food. I do have a roommate to help me pay the rent, otherwise I would not be able to be here. In August of 2015, this house was sold. It was bought by some new landlords. I've been living in this house about 4.5 years. At 5 years, I will be a protected resident. Protected would be you have life-threatening disease and you have lived there 5 years. Also, I'm disabled and a senior. So these are three different categories, and there's a certain amount of years attached to them. I have not made the 5 years. I make the three other categories, but I'm short by 6 months. You know, I have had a lot of major surgeries in a very short amount of time. My doctors provided documentation saying that my spine will not heal properly if I have to move. Oh, I have no place to go at all. Where can anyone go in San Francisco? I went to the tenants union. There was a lawyer there, and she merely told me, get a lawyer. She gave me a list of lawyers. None of them responded except one to tell me no. I contacted Mayor Lee. 311 got back to me and gave me some more lists of resources of where to find these, lists of these housing developments. Most of them are not accepting applications. Most of them have closed waiting lists. The thing about these places is that they're all lottery. I might get the first place, I might not ever get a place. I have no place to go. Everybody is in the same boat as I am. They're either seniors, overworked, poor, lived here zillions of years. This check is for $2,775, written by one of the new owners. This here is for $1,850, and I haven't cashed it because it's not about money, it's about my health. And if I cash this, then I'm saying I accept what you're giving me, and I don't accept it. I've never been so depressed in my life. I've never felt so violated in my life. But that's what's happening anyway, and I just get more and more hopeless. I've been thinking that probably what I'll do, because I really don't want to leave the city, is that maybe I'll just sleep in the car with the two dogs. I think I could put my belongings in storage, and I can shower at the gym.